I thought about making my second tweet a little-known fact about the human penis, but I changed my mind. There were hundreds of alerts on my phone. My follower count was climbing by the second, and I didn't want to lean into my new viral success with a fact about male genitalia. Starting with something about the male body, no matter how obscure, seemed like a betrayal. I mean, focusing the study of sex on men is what everyone expects you to do, because it's what everyone else does, right? I looked at the sentence I was about to post and deleted it. I'd only ever wanted to have my blog, The Circle in the Square, as a depository for my research, not a Twitter account. But everything changed when someone alerted Lydia Brookhurst, our wealthy town embarrassment, to the existence of my work. Phoebe, maybe you'd fall less if you weren't texting while rollerblading? Cora sped past me and swerved to an elegant stop that made her look part figure skater, part hockey player, and more coordinated than I would ever be. Meanwhile, my follower count jumped by 1,000 in a 5-minute time span. What life is this? I lost my balance and fell spectacularly on my ass, still clenching my phone in my fist. Cora looked down at my face. "Actually," she said, "you're fine. Keep texting." Then she leaned forward to pull me up. "I miss our old Thursday routine," I complained, still clutching my phone. I could almost feel it pulsing in my hands, even though I'd turned vibrate off hours ago. Cora had no idea what secrets I was hiding, but she'd definitely know something was up if I missed our regular Thursday plans, even though I was still bitter that we'd been forced to change them. Thursdays used to be for romantic comedies. We'd spend hours eating junk food and watching people fall predictably in love with their worst enemies. But when Cora's parents threatened to sign her up for yet another beach cleanup group because they were afraid she was spending too much time inside and not enough time communing with nature, we decided to try something else. "Rollerblading," I'd whined. "It is making a comeback," she'd said. "And it's fun." "It is not," I'd thought. "And can you believe I found these two brand new pairs of rollerblades by a dumpster?" "Yep, I definitely can." My butt cheeks might be permanently bruised from our first week on wheels, and even though I can mostly move without falling now, she's probably right about the texting. But if she knew what was happening right now on my phone, she'd... "Oh my God, Phoebe, you're never going to believe this," Cora shouted. She let go of my hand, and once again I fell hard on my ass. Exact same spot. I stared up at the sky with my ponytail pressed against the pavement, wondering if I'd ever be able to sit comfortably again, and why I'd chosen to sacrifice a butt cheek for the sake of our friendship.
"Pom, the one who writes The Circle in the Square is from Linda Vista," she screamed.
"No way," I said. Convincingly, I hoped. That had been an accident. I'd posted my bio, but I hadn't meant to post my location. By then, it was too late to fix it. Pom, at Circle in the Square. Author of The Circle in the Square, Sex Ed for Teens by a Teen. Linda Vista, California. I wanted to tell Cora it was me. I really did. At least, that's what I told myself. If I'd actually wanted her to know, I would have told her when this whole thing started, back when I created the blog. But I'd kept it a secret. I was grateful that Cora couldn't see me sweating underneath my helmet, and secretly jealous that she was doing elegant figure eights in the empty church parking lot.
"Ooh,"
she whistled, stopping to look down at her phone. Lydia Brookhurst had posted a link to The Circle in the Square with the comment, "At the real Lydia Brookhurst. Look at this blog. This is disgusting. I miss the old days where people understood that constantly talking about sex leads to more sex, obviously."